I'm very happy to welcome to the studio Adam Turner, who is principal conductor and artistic advisor from Virginia Opera. Virginia Opera back in town to begin their 2017-18 season tonight at the Carpenter Theater, performing Saint-Saëns, Samson and Delilah. I almost forgot there for a moment. I was thinking Bacchanal because, of course, that's the famous part of Saint-Saëns,
right,
and what all orchestral musicians know probably all too well, Adam. But thanks for coming by.
We're bringing you a little more than the Bacchanal this time.
I hope so. So welcome back to Richmond. It's good to have you here. You guys have been in Fairfax and Norfolk, and Richmond's your last stop.
I know. I always like to say that Richmond is the final stop for our well-oiled machine. You get the best performances of the run.
That's a great way to look at it. So, folks, this is a really great performance. You guys have gotten some great reviews so far. So we're looking forward to this. It's tonight at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. For those not familiar with Samson and Delilah, tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, it's everybody's favorite Bible story, of course, of Samson with his faith in God and what he does as a battle, a guy to get all these Philistines. He's just anti-Philistine, let's say. And in the final act, when Delilah has seduced him and he's suddenly in the temple of Dagon, he pulls down the temple, the pillars, and collapses this giant temple on the entire Philistines and saves the day in his mind. It's incredible music. It features some of the greatest French romantic opera arias that I know of. Delilah has three arias alone, and some of your audience may know them. I know the Bacchanal is very famous, and everyone's going to hear that in Act 3, but all of Delilah's arias and Samson's music, I mean, it's glorious music.
And you are joined by the Virginia Symphony this go-around.
That's right, yeah. The Richmond Symphony will be with us later this year playing Lucia di Lammermoor, but the Virginia Symphony is in the pit for this one, and it's the first time they've ever played this score, and they're really playing with some fine musicianship. I've been really pleased.
Well, tell us a little bit about the cast. I know you weren't able to bring any of the singers. You had to give them a little bit of a break, right? They've been working really hard.
This is a tough sing, and so I really wanted them to get their sleep this morning. I say this morning. It's 12. It's nearly 1 o'clock, but they're great. We're having three singers back. If you saw our Zalame a few years ago, Kathy Goldner and Michael Chioldi are both returning to perform new roles. Kathy is the Delilah. Michael plays the role of the high priest, which is a role he's also singing at Dallas Opera right now at the same time. It's kind of exciting. And then Derek Taylor is a tenor that was with us last season for Turandot as the Kalaf, the famous aria of Nessun Dorma. He's here as the Samson. So it's really a cast of these incredibly powerful voices backed up by a 40-voice chorus, 50-some-piece orchestra. It's truly a cast of 100 people. And I think just getting the opportunity to hear this work with this amount of artistic forces is just really inspiring, and I hope our audiences enjoy it.
Well, let's take our listeners through the performance a little bit with some musical excerpts that you brought. Adam is always very gracious to send me these so that we can play them on the air and you guys can get a little taste of what you'll hear this weekend. So what are we starting with here?
Well, so Samson and Delilah are the two leads, but then there's another major character in this piece, and that's the chorus. And you're going to hear an excerpt from Act 1. These are the Hebrews who are talking about their plight and looking for some kind of salvation.
All right, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
All right, everybody's excited now. I know that.
you're hearing the chorus doing a fugue. Actually, I think in all opera, there are very few fugues. I can think of Falstaff, you know, Verdi's Falstaff with Innswich, that wonderful fugue. But very few operas have this kind of contrapuntal writing. And Saint-Saëns was initially intending to write an oratorio modeled after Mendelssohn's Elijah or maybe Handel's Messiah. And so you actually hear that in the choral writing of Act 1.
That's pretty neat.
It's cool, right?
Yeah, it really is.
I think it's, and the chorus has just really gone with it. They've risen to the occasion, and we've been so pleased with their performance so far.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Well, so we brought another clip. I wanted you to hear a little bit of Samson. So the chorus, they're, you know, in despair, and they're seeking salvation and going, their prayers are going unanswered. And so they appeal to God, and Samson shows up and says, "Hey, you know what, guys? Listen up, brothers and sisters. I've got the message. I've got your answer." So here he is. So there you hear a little bit of the chorus. I think they've found their answer. And so you have to see the rest of the show to see if they really, truly find the answer. But, of course, you heard a little bit of our Samson there, Derek Taylor.
Yes.
I desperately want to get to the other two clips because I want you to hear Michael Chioli as the high priest and our Delilah singing a little bit of her Act 1 aria, or Act 2 aria. Michael Chioli plays the role of the high priest. And this is a role that is basically in charge of using Delilah as a spy. And the high priest of Dagon is there to get Samson's secret. Where does his power lie? It's in his hair. No one knows, and that's why Delilah uses her powers to seduce him in Act 2. So here you're going to hear a little bit of an angry high priest. Jamais je parlerai des enfants d'Israël. Je veux, ce n'est pas si la trace, les abreuvés de fiel. So there you can see Michael Kioldi. That's a very powerful voice. And this is his third time with us. He was here for Pagliacci last season. Some folks might remember him as the Tonio.
I do.
Yeah, I think he came in studio. Yes. I think you saw him. Yeah. We love Michael. So next is an excerpt from Act 2, one of Delilah's famous arias. Of course, this is from the second act, she's trying to come up with how is she going to seduce Samson and get to his secrets. And so this is a little bit of the end of the aria. So there you can hear Delilah's low notes. I think that's the secret to her successful seduction of Samson. That's Kathy Goldner. You know, we haven't done this piece in our 43-year history, so I hope people take advantage of this rare opportunity to hear this incredible work of French music.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, 2:30 at the Carpenter Theater, vaopera.org. Tickets are available. Adam, thanks so much for stopping by. As always, we look forward to the next time.
Thanks for having us.